You are listening to Real World News.
Investment treaties questioned in Uruguay. Uruguayan organizations Redes Friends of the Earth and FESUR are organizing a public event in Montevideo to take place on Thursday to be called the Philip Morris Case Against Uruguay, Context and Potential Consequences of Investment Treaties. Representatives of both organizations and two experts on the subject, Carlos Correa from Argentina and Germán Velázquez from Colombia, members of the South Center, will speak at the event. The South Center is an intergovernmental institution based in Geneva, focused on supporting developing countries. Prior to the event, Redes Friends of the Earth will organize a workshop on the issue addressed to journalists. Real World Radio interviewed Alberto Villarreal of Redes Friends of the Earth Uruguay to know more about what made the Environmentalist Federation organize the public event. Frente Amplio's first administration in Uruguay, led by oncologist Tabaré Vázquez, implemented several health policies aiming to reduce the consumption of tobacco in the country, for instance by banning smoking in closed spaces and work areas. Other measures were banning tobacco companies from selling different presentations from the same cigarette brand and forcing companies to include warnings on the packaging occupying 80% of them. Philip Morris, based in the U.S., argued that the policies implemented by the Uruguayan government were detrimental to their interests and violated their intellectual property rights. He explained, for instance, that the inclusion of warnings covering 80% of the surface of the packaging does not allow the brand to be seen, and this, according to the company, would mean indirectly expropriating the investments without compensation. This is why Philip Morris filed in March 2010 a lawsuit against the Uruguayan state before the International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes, the ICSID, a dispute resolution tribunal of the World Bank. The company based their demands on the investment protection treaty signed between Uruguay and Switzerland, where the company's headquarters are located. The trial is ongoing. This is the first time that intellectual property rights or patents of a transnational corporation are referred to in an investment protection treaty, in this case between Uruguay and Switzerland, to sue a government and demand compensation from economic damages, said Villarreal to Real World Radio. It was reported that Philip Morris is demanding Uruguay the payment of $2 billion. In addition, the company, which announced it will leave the country last October, is demanding all laws against smoking to be repealed.
You are listening to Real World News.